What the fuck is up? It's your boy. Welcome back to another episode of Just Trash. And man, what can I say, dude? This episode is going to be a little bit different. I kind of just wanted to take the time and just kind of chat with you guys. I've never really just sat down one-on-one and talked with you guys a little bit. So that's what I plan to do today. There we go. Those levels are nice. So, I mean, yeah. What's going on with me? Well, man, it's been a crazy long year and a half, man. And, we're getting closer to almost 40 episodes now. So I kind of wanted to just drop a little something to, keep it real with you guys, let you guys kind of know where I've been at, what's going on with me in this little, what's going on with me through this pandemic and everything like that. So, if you listen to earlier episodes, I'm sure you guys can notice, and I'm sure I've talked about it before, but my father passed last August, and we're a couple months away now from it being a year. And honestly, man, I don't know how to feel. I'm prepared for it as best as I can be, I'd say. I'm not really ready or sure how to deal with it, but it's all perception for me right now, man, to be honest. I never expected this shit to happen, but it's like, once it does happen, you can't not accept it. If you push yourself away from it and you try to neglect the reality of it, I feel like it's going to make everything worse. So, as it gets closer and closer, I'm kind of not trying to stress too much. I'm trying not to get caught in the whole fact of, damn, it's been a year, and I'm not trying to gloat on myself about, damn, what have I really done, Got laid off a couple months back. I've been working still, but trying to push this podcast, get some music in anytime I can, when I feel I can. And, it's just, getting caught in this whole fucking whirlwind of life. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, man. I'm 23, I'm trying to fucking get my shit together. I'm trying to start this podcast up. I want to buy this house. My father, after he passed, his house, everything kind of came up to me and my brother and my uncle to take care of it. But man, yeah, I don't know. I'm just venting here, honestly, guys. I just kind of wanted to do like a real episode with you guys. I've been thinking about it for a while. I've been wanting to do a solo episode again because it's been a while. And the last one, I was still fairly new at doing this, so it was kind of harder, to talk to you. But, and I know this is kind of different from, the usual format. We're pretty rambunctious and ignorant on here most times, but I feel we have some real conversations every now and then too. So I felt like this was just another good chance to keep it real kind of. And, I feel like I haven't really given you guys like a little deep dive going into my life and shit. So, I'll just tell you guys right now, I'll tell you why I started this podcast. I've always been a fan of comedy. When I was 6 or 7, I want to say, I watched Dane Cook's Full Circle, the one that he did at Madison Square Garden with the Circle Arena. It was the first time he did that. And it was 2 hours, man. And when you listen to somebody talk for that long and you listen to the stories and you kind of get to know them in a way. And he just fascinated me, man. His body movements, the way he made people laugh, the way he made so many people laugh. Like, I just saw that I don't really know the full capacity of Madison Square Garden, but I'd have to say it's probably over 20,000, right? And I mean, dude, to see that many people just all looking at him laughing at like 6 years old, it was like, whoa. Because I come from a fairly broken home. And when you're in that situation, you don't always get the attention you want. And I think that's like and I've heard comedians talk about how that's like a typical thing that, they're attention hogs. And I don't consider myself a comedian yet. I'm still, I'm on my journey to doing that still. And I'd like to get there. But, Oh fuck, man. Oh, okay. But I would like to get there. And he just fascinated me. So since then, I was kind of like obsessed with comedy. I wanted to see everything he did. I wanted to watch everything he did, and anything he did, it cracked me up. And it's funny, man, because I attached on to these comedians that were making adults laugh, and I would try to take those jokes and reciprocate them to kids in elementary school, and like that doesn't add up. So I'd always feel out of place, like fuck, like, you know, they don't understand, like, you know, the funny side of it. And so that was kind of a weird thing, man. Like, I don't like to, I think I'm pretty immature, but I like to say I'm like real 50-50. I'm immature as fuck, and then I'm mature as fuck at the same time. So like I was just kind of always that way. Like I was, you know, old soul, if you want to say, and I'm not trying to get all preachy or nothing like that. I'm just talking to you guys. But yeah, man, like it was super frustrating sometimes, you know, to watch these comedians, Dane Cook, Bill Burr, Bo Burnham, Daniel Tosh, and, you know, and a lot, of course, people would watch Tosh.0 and stuff, but like if you actually tried to show people stand up, like good stand up, like Louie or Dave Attell, you know, they would never get it. And it was so frustrating at times. And so with my fascination of comedians, you know, I finally got my own Netflix account. And I really just started to explore all the comedy specials they had on there. And man, like when you really search, there's a lot of garbage. But if you really, you know, if you really weigh it out, there's a lot of good shit too. And spitting over my words, The Degenerates came out on Netflix. And I found Big J Okerson and Dan Soder on there. And I thought, man, these fucking guys are hilarious. Excuse me. And I also found Theo Von. Theo Von's comedy special is fucking spectacular. He likes to say it didn't do anything for his career, but I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the real fans know. Like, it's fucking absolutely great. But so I discovered all these guys. And, of course, Joe Rogan has a podcast. So, you know, that's been kind of, like, he's the all-father with that shit. So I would see clips of his on Facebook, and I would start watching those. And then I noticed there was comedians on there. So now I'm watching podcasts on YouTube, on my TV, instead of watching just stand-up. And now I'm watching more and more comedians, and I'm figuring out they have podcasts. And so I'm watching that. And gradually, over time, I just became obsessed. So, I mean, it was kind of like inevitable. Like after I fell in love with it, like I kind of just wanted to do it, and I love doing it. I kind of love everything about it, honestly. I love the tech, I love the gadgets, I love chilling with the homies. I like being able to just fucking bullshit and riff. And you know, guys, it's called Just Trash Podcast. So I mean, if we offend anybody, like, you know, I'm sorry and shit, but you know, don't listen. It's not, you know, it's not meant to please anybody. It's not meant to fucking, I mean, it is meant to please, but it's not meant to live up to your fucking TV codes. You know what I mean? It's not meant to, you know, it's explicit. It's, you know what I mean? It's outside voices. If you want to stay inside, you stay inside. Don't fucking come outside and listen to this. So anything we take on here, don't take it too personally. It's just jokes. You know, we get drunk and we fucking smoke weed and we talk about shit. But anyway, so back to comedy, though. That is ultimately what led me to wanting to do podcasting. And I enjoy it, man. And I hope eventually this leads me into meeting more podcasters, more comedians, and branching out and really starting to connect with people. Because I live in California. But, you know, I'd actually like to start connecting with people more on the other side of the country. Like if I could hit a lot more East Coast comedians, which I don't know why I do favor them. It's I don't absolutely favor them, but it's different. It's definitely different. And even like LA dudes that are good now, a lot of them came from the eastern parts of the United States. And I'm not saying, you know, that's like, you know, a definite thing. That's not a fucking, you know, this isn't West, East versus West or nothing like that. But I know there is that shit in the comedy world. But, you know, that, I just have my preferences, and I'm sure everybody else does too, you know. As long as you're not fucking watching Hannah Gatsby. Oh, sorry. Did I say that? It's okay. It's okay. Calm down, calm down, calm down. But yeah, man. Fuck. It's been good. It's been good. I'm trying. I'm trying. We're going to keep this fucking shit going, though, dude. What's been going on with me? Well, you already know. It's another fucking docudrop. So, I have been watching documentaries up the fucking ass. And I'm super late to the fucking party on this one. I know you guys have already watched it, like, for sure. But I just got to talk about it, dude, because it's nuts. And it's an emotional whirlwind. And I swear, like, it's only 3 fucking episodes, but God damn, did it have me fucking mind blown. What the hell is going on here? God damn it. Stupid fucking phone. One second. I got to pull this up real quick. So, as you guys know, I'm not sure, I believe it was 2 years ago now, that the documentary Don't Fuck With Cats came out. Woo! Drum roll. And, man, from everything that everybody said, all the reviews, everything, and talking about how crazy it is, and just, like, what a battle it is up and down with your emotions on each episode, where it ends, where it picks up, and, like, just every little bit of evidence that they would pick up, and how they picked it up, and, oh, my God, it was fucking insane. So, basically, if you don't know, and spoiler alert, but, I mean, it came out 2 years ago, so you probably should have seen it. Unless you relate to the party like me. But Don't Fuck With Cats, Hunting an Internet Killer, is a 2019 true crime docuseries about an online manhunt. And man, it's about this fucking dude. Basically, this is how it starts, right? So people find this video that just keeps getting shared around Facebook. And it's this guy petting these cats. And what he does eventually is he takes these cats and he stuffs them in a vacuum-packed bag, like a clear vacuum-packed one, the one that you would, like, vacuum seal your shirts in and stuff, and then you hang them up in the laundry, in your closet in the laundry. But so he does that, and he puts 2 of them in there, and then he just turns the vacuum on, and you just see it fucking, and the cats are just, like, I mean, they can't do anything. It's vacuum-sealed, so, like, they can't even really fucking move. It's just, the cats are done in seconds, in a matter of seconds. But that is, like, that's what started. That was the match to the gas that started this whole flame of an internet, like, scourge. So, this one chick, I can't remember her name right now. She's a real Debbie-looking-ass bitch. But she started, and she's a bad bitch. I'm not meaning to say that, like, and, you know, I'm not demeaning her at all. She's a bad motherfucker. But she started with this group. This online Facebook group, you know, just on Facebook under a fake alias with this other dude, John Green. And they're both really like the pinnacle investigators through Facebook that were doing this shit. They're not real investigators, but I mean, fuck, you could, if you've seen it, you can definitely, I'd say you can classify them as that for sure. But the series chronicles events following. Oh shit! God damn it! I'm fucking up this Wikipedia shit, dude. God damn it! It's all right. It's me by myself. But anyway, these acts. It comes out with a series of videos of him hurting cats, anywhere from vacuum sealing them. And after he vacuum sealed them and they were dead, he took them out and he uploaded another video of him playing with the dead cat's bodies. And then he uploaded another video weeks later or months later of him tying a kitten to the end of a broomstick and drowning that kitten in the bathtub, which is just like, fucking, I mean, come on. And then, and what they say, like, numerous times throughout the documentary is, number one rule, you don't fuck with cats. And I mean, fuck, I can see that, man, you know. They rule the internet. But I mean, that's not, I mean, the heinous acts were fucking insane. And then he had another one where he fed a kitten to a python, which, like, where the hell do you get a python, like, on deck? And these acts were committed none other by the man known as Luca Magnotta. Now, this guy is a fucking head trip, all right? Dude, I mean, I'd like to say he grew up kind of normal, but they don't acknowledge enough, like, of his family background. They only really talk about how he was, like, bullied in school every now and then and shit like that. Like, he dressed very, you know, flamboyant. He slicked his hair back. Kids would call him names and bully him, call him, you know, gay slurs, shit like that, from what his mom says. And, I mean, that can definitely take a toll on a person. But then there's this real little twist in the mix of it. This dude, Manny. Now, Manny, you never get a picture of Manny. You never see what Manny looks like. And that's because Manny is not fucking real. So, at some point, Luca comes out as bisexual to his mom. And he's trying to model. He's trying to become an actor. And it's not fucking working out. So he becomes an escort. And he says he starts working for these people. You know, these clients, and they treat them real bad. They, like, you know, they hurt them, they abuse them and shit like that. That's what they're into. And so eventually in the mix of that, he starts talking about this Manny guy who's like a client slash boyfriend situation. And this is so crazy because he goes like 2 years before he actually commits. Like, the real, like, before he starts the videos and, like, starts committing real crimes, he goes to his, like, a lawyer, and he builds this whole case about how Manny's making him do these things, fucking a dog, like, fucking a dead cat, all kinds of shit like that. Like, basically, you get the picture, et cetera, punishment, BDSM, cruelty to the extreme. But there's no proof of this Manny character. And that comes to play in, you know, real heavily later on and shit. But this guy is like, it's a trip. So this is where the documentary really, like, really fucking pops off. So after he uploads all these different series of videos and shit about him killing the animals, killing the cats, killing a dog. There was one about him killing a dog, I'm pretty sure. He sends out another video. Bam. Now there's a dude laying on a bed. And he's tied up to each bedpost. And you're like, oh, fucking shit. And he's like straddling him at first for like a while. And he's like rubbing him. Which is like super. Ugh. Super fucking weird. And then out of nowhere, he just grabs an ice pick and he just proceeds to fucking stab the shit out of him. And of course, they don't fucking show all of this in the documentary because, you know, pretty sure you can't. It's like NSFW type shit. But it sucked, man, because the guy who was murdered was an international student. His name was June Lin. And it really sucks because in the documentary, even his best friend says, it's like Luca gets all the fame. And Luca got the spotlight, but June Lin was forgotten. Like, after the worldwide search for Luca, June Lin was just out of the picture. It was, oh, who's this character? What's he gonna do next? It was just all, you know, just a casualty of war at that point. Which, I mean, fuck, it sucks. And it's unfortunate, of course, for his family and his best friend. And, you know, it turns out that he wasn't gay out of the closet. He was still in the closet about things. He came from a strict Asian family. And it was honestly just a super whirlwind of emotions. I know I keep saying that, but like you guys got to check it out if you really haven't seen it. And that's just one of the documentaries I've been watching. So I finished that up. And then, of course, I had to dip into the Jeffrey Epstein. And I mean, gosh. Let me tell you, dude, the Jeffrey Epsteins, like, oh my God. The first episode, it was really hard to watch after they started showing the survivors and then just the stories that they were telling and how in-depth and uncomfortable everything was. It was, I mean, I'm sure you guys can imagine, you know, the story, you know what he did. And if you don't know what he did, he was a sex trafficker, an underage sex trafficker. Anywhere from girls from 12 to 21, actually, I believe. And man, it's just it's super sickening. And I know this is like old news to you guys probably already, but I just watched it, you know, so I'm doing my docudrop shit. But just it's insane the level of power that this fucking guy had. Just to, it exposed what one can do when they have that power. And the way that he rose to power is just sort of insane in itself too, because it's almost, I mean, they explain how he got the money, but even then it's almost like, how the fuck did he pull this off? And there's little hinting details that he might have been bisexual, and maybe he, because he had like with two or three, you know, he was getting in good with these old money guys, and they started spending like lots of times together, a lot of pictures together. So there's big questions to whether he was in sexual activity with a lot of these older men, which in the beginning of the documentary, it pans out and it shows him in like an interrogation room kind of thing. Not really an interrogation room, I would say, because he had lawyers present and everything like that. But they even ask him, were you sexually molested when you were young? And dude, like the way he answers the question, well, the way he breezes past it, he breezes past a lot of it, you know, just I plead the fifth, I plead the sixth, you know, all that shit. Same answer, same answer. But I mean, you can kind of tell in the dude's eyes, in a sociopath's eyes, when they're thrown off, when they're not on the path they want to be anymore, it's, you can just tell. It's a vibe. You can see it. You can see ticks. I don't know. A lot of people don't know how to read that shit. But if you really pay attention to somebody, you can see when they tick and how they tick. And they expose that a lot through the interviewing process. Like the DA or the prosecutor, whoever, you know, I don't know my fucking law slang. But whoever was going after him and asking him these questions, like he was doing real good to dig into him and to dig deep and to really make sure that these questions bothered him. Because at one point he stands up and he takes his mic off, his wire and his glasses, and he just stands up. But it's like, dude, where are you going to go? You can't leave the room right now. You're not going nowhere, Jeffrey. Sit your fucking ass down. You're in trouble. And it's just crazy how, like, for how long he was under investigation. And he was just dodging these motherfuckers, just legally too. And it's all that has to deal with corruption and our government completely letting this dude fucking slide for so long until it was just literally too ridiculous that they had to throw this motherfucker in jail. And then all of a sudden, you know, just fucking boom, bam. And like they kept El Chapo in that fucking jail. El fucking Chapo, dude. But Jeffrey Epstein gets fucking, he hangs himself. But in the autopsy, it shows that it's like the way that the bone fragments were in his neck, the pressure that, yeah, would take like an extreme amount of pressure to crack those bones if you were leaning forward, basically insinuating that he got choked out. He got strangled. I don't know. I know everybody's done talked about this shit already, but I don't know. I just kind of wanted to come and talk to you guys. You know what I mean? Give you guys a little bit of sauce, but and just, you know, talk to you guys about the fuck I've been going on. What I've been doing. Sorry if I've been chalky about this. Sorry if I've been in and out. I smoked a little joint before this, and you know, I'm not gonna blame it all to that. I'm not that great at the solo episodes yet. This is my second one, but it was good to actually get it off my chest. I feel like it was good to just connect with you guys on just my level, you know, putting my voice out there just for you guys, just to hear me, just so you know. Maybe this is, it's not like I'm just talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you guys. And, man, I do appreciate it, man. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate everything you guys do. And, I mean, honestly, just keep listening, please. And keep sharing it up. Share it with everybody if you can. And please, 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 I can't stress this enough. DM us on Instagram. It's at JustTrashCast on Instagram. It's not too hard. At JustTrashCast. DM us, we'll fucking talk. I need some feedback here from you guys, man. I need you to start getting some feedback. And I'll take all the feedback into consideration. Most definitely. There'll never be a day when I don't. I care about this podcast a lot. I want to build this into something real. I mean, it is real now. And I mean, shit, dude. You guys don't even know. I did this for like a whole year just on my phone, just recording. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'll just upload the audio. You know, I would just hang out with my buddies and I would just upload shit. Well, I would just record it in my voice memos. I'd be like, yeah, dude, I'll just upload it to YouTube or something. But because I found Anchor, now I get to fucking do this shit. And, you know, I really do hope you guys enjoy. I do want to keep doing it. And I am going to keep doing it. We're not stopping. It's never going to stop. Just keep running these episodes up, baby. And, you know, this is just a quick little check-in, man. Another little solo drop. Another little docu drop. And, yeah, that's about it. So, thank you, guys. And we're going to try to get the first video episode filmed here probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to get my buddy down here with a camera. And hopefully when I do that, too, I'm going to have a new guest. And so big ups to that. Thank you guys for listening. It's been fun. Peace.